You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio on ESPN Radio 1700. Now, live in studio, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And again, welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest, Sergeant Steve Pena, Anaheim Police Department, and Cops for Kids is with us. Welcome.
Thank you.
Glad to have you with us. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, indeed, we are celebrating today. Gotta put this one on applause. Gotta love this one. It is National Cupcake Day. An unofficial national holiday, but if you're like me, you will celebrate. And I've beaten anorexia, so I am definitely celebrating. What's your favorite cupcake? Put it there, right there on facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio. What's your favorite cupcake and where do you get it? I might be on my way if I get some good ideas this morning. Speaking of good ideas, holy cow, did you listen to the president yesterday? It's a shame when I report on the president's press conferences, just because I wonder whether he thinks we're stupid or what the whole issue is.
Nothing like a little air of superiority.
That's probably it. Is he's just got this air of superiority. He believes that he has so much more knowledge than us and that we're just out here, the little peons of the world. We can't think for ourselves, and he's got to tell us what to think. Unfortunately, there are statistics that sometimes, kind of dispute his commentary. Think about this one. Yesterday, the president shared that the reason that ISIS is doing what they're doing is because of Guantanamo Bay. It's the reason that they continue to try and kill us. It's the reason that they don't like us. But maybe we need to do a little fact-checking. And I've got our brain trust. They do a little fact-checking for us. September 11th, there was no Guantanamo Bay. They didn't have the prison then. Yet they flew into the Trade Center and killed thousands of Americans. We have released 653 detainees as of July 1st, 2015, 653 detainees have been released from Guantanamo Bay. The president shared that only a handful of them will get back in the fight. Well, let's see how the president of the United States defines a handful. Now, maybe he's got an extremely large hand. I'm not exactly sure how he defines a handful, but here's what the numbers are. There are 117 of that 653 who have been released that have been confirmed to be re-engaging in the fight. 17.9%. There are 79 additionally who are suspected to have re-engaged. That's another 12.1%. That comes out, if you're good in math, to about 30% of those who have been released from Guantanamo Bay are back in the fight again of terror against the United States. Now, I suggest that if we close the rest of Guantanamo Bay, where are the rest of those inmates going to go, the detainees going to go? And further, do you really believe that if we close Guantanamo Bay, we're all going to start singing Kumbaya? I don't think so. I don't think they're going to like us anymore if Guantanamo Bay is open or if it's closed. Now, let's take this one step further. The President of the United States yesterday, in his seven-minute media buzz, press conference, propaganda, comes out and tells us, the American people, that ISIS, or as he calls them, ISIL, I don't know what the difference is, it probably sounds the same to me, they're very, very good at recruiting through social media. And then we get a report from our Department of Homeland Security that they never looked at the social media account of the killer in San Bernardino. Does that stand out to you at all?
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Now, if the president knows that they're good at social media, why is his Homeland Security Department not looking at it? Because they're worried about being accused of profiling or xenophobic or Islamophobic or any of the phobics. I don't care what it is. My issue is give the people that are out there, our law enforcement, our Homeland Security, our military, give them every possible tool to do their jobs. They got a tough enough job as it is without having a roadblock from the President of the United States. But we did see what is most important. We're finding out this is the important issues of our day. Hard to believe it. Drones. We've got to register our drones this year. So if you get Johnny a drone for the holidays, you got to go to the FAA website and register it for $5. Now, I don't know who's going to be monitoring that site. I don't know who's going to be responsible to let us know if little Johnny didn't register his drone. I don't know the difference between a drone and a remote control helicopter like many of our kids have been given for the holidays. Unbelievable. That's the important thing. And you got to take it one step further. Do you really believe that the crooks, the criminals, the terrorists are going to register their drones? The people that are trying to mess, you know, the laser pointers, it's really done a great job with laser pointers when they shine those at the airplanes, telling them to stop doing that. Oh, that's not nice. Don't do that, please. We might slap your hand. Who's out there watching? Get real. Another one of these items that are just to infringe on our rights. Unbelievable. Sharing it, and we've been talking a lot recently about what's going on with nonprofit organizations. We're going to talk this morning about another one of the great nonprofits looking out for the kids. But look at what today is the last day for commenting. And I'm going to suggest that you make your comments one way or another, whether you agree or disagree, make a comment to your lawmakers, your congressmen, your senators. Today's the last day to comment on the latest one of infringing on your rights. Big Brother is watching. The IRS. Yep, the IRS. That's the one that had Lois Lerner working for her for so many years, or them, for so many years, and targeting political operatives. Well, the latest from the IRS is if you want to donate to charity, the charity is going to have to ask you for your social security number. Really? What are they going to do with it? How are they going to protect it? As a loan originator, I'm just going to share with you that we have to maintain special safeguards for anything that's considered non-public information. That would be your social security number, your birth date, address, all these issues that are special, that are non-public. If a person from the Bureau of Real Estate comes in or comes into a loan originator's office and they find some of these documents on a desk that's not being safeguarded, do you know what's a $10,000 fine? Do you realize that? Now, what about a charity? If they've got somebody, your name and your address and your social security number sitting right there on a desk without it being protected, what are they going to do? How's that going to affect the nonprofit organizations? Also, that the IRS can keep tracks on us even more now. They don't have enough to keep track of all of our health records, all of our income records, all of our tax records. Now they want to keep track of who we're giving money to and our charities as well. Does that sound a little intrusive to you? Does to me, but you got to make your comments. If you just sit there, don't get upset when it happens to you. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, I hear this all the time. My house didn't sell. I'm going to put it on the market myself. Those realtors don't know what they're doing. Well, we'll chat about that when we come back. Should millennials rent or buy a house? We'll talk about that one. Financial advisors, maybe they should be looking at the reverse mortgage. And we're going to talk about what some of the local police officers are doing for the benefit of underprivileged kids. All that and more. You remember, you can reach me anytime. Our off-air number is 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Ron Siegel Radio Date Night Trivia, presented by Reunion Kitchen and Drink. Friday, Ron will pose a question based on air conversations during the prior 7 programs. The person to post the answer according to the guest conversation will win a date night package, including a dinner gift card for Reunion Kitchen and Drink. You might even be able to say hi to Ron when you visit Reunion Kitchen and Drink.
It's not every day your home gets flooded, but when it happens, you've got the good people at APRIS on your side. With over 25 years of construction and insurance experience, they can turn any disaster around, making your home good as new. For 24/7 support, call 844-GO-APRIS or find us on the web at www.apris.me. Day, night, rain, or shine, when it happens to you, you know what to do. Go APRIS. Remember, call 844-GO-APRIS. That's 844-462-7747.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
To Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day. on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment being brought to you today by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. If you want to know the true value of your home, get rid of the computer. You're not going to get it there. Text P-E-A-R, Professional Equity Analysis Review, to 79564. One of the real estate professionals within Ron Siegel Radio, they're in your neighborhood. I've got professionals I know in every neighborhood. They're going to be calling you. 10-minute conversation, then they'll do some research, and they will advise you as to what the value of your home is. Again, PEAR, Professional Equity Analysis Review, to 79564, and we will get that information for you. The issue today, I shared with you yesterday, we spoke about this. The number one day for expired home listings is December 31st, number one day of the year. The number two day of the year for expired home listings is December 30th. And obviously we know why it's December 30th. It's because there probably are some real estate agents when they wrote the contract up didn't realize there were 31 days in December. But here's the issue. Some folks are out there going to tell you that maybe I'll just try and sell the house on my own. Ron, you've been telling us right along, there's a shortage of real estate available. There's not enough houses available. There's a lot of demand. And while interest rates are going to probably increase from the Federal Reserve tomorrow, we can just do this on our own. So I thought I'd address that for you. Should you negotiate on your own? Should you sell your house on your own? Well, here's some reasons that you might want to consider. When you are selling a home, there are a lot of people you need to negotiate with. Just a few of them. The buyer who wants the best deal possible. The buyer's agent who solely represents the best interest of the buyer. Some parts of the country, you've got to deal with the buyer's attorney. Home inspection companies. And if there's a loan involved, there's going to be an appraiser involved. Number two, exposure to prospective purchasers. Recent studies have shown 89% of buyers search online for a home. That is in comparison only 20% looking at print newspaper ads. And if you put it in a magazine, you got to wait 3 months. The results are coming from the internet. Where do people find the house they actually buy? 44% of the time on the internet, 33% from a real estate agent, 9% from a yard sign, and 1% from newspaper. No wonder the newspapers are so irrelevant. For sale by ownering has become more and more difficult. The paperwork involved in selling and buying a home has increased dramatically as industry disclosures and regulations have become mandatory. This is one of the reasons that the percentage of people for sale by ownering has dropped from 19% to 8% over the last 20 years. The 8% share represents the lowest recorded figures. And here's the biggest one. When you hire a real estate agent, you're going to get more money net than when you do it on your own. Bottom line, don't go trying to sell your house on your own. It's not wise, and you're going to get less money when you do it. Double negative for you. That is the real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. And again, if you want the true value of your home, all you need to do is text PEAR, P-E-A-R, P like Paul, E-A-R, to 79564. It is the holiday season, and I have a great time. I'm really a blessed person. I've got to share this with you. I get to come in here each weekday morning and chat with you or afternoon, whenever you're listening to this. We have a lot of great folks. We're on YouTube if you missed the program. But at this time of year, because of having this megaphone that we have, it's really neat to be able to invite guests on the program who are out there really making a difference in our community. And I share every single day. And I'm thankful every single day for the men and women who are our first responders around the country. We've got Sergeant Steve Pena in the studio with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to have you with us. And thank you for everything you do every day. You know, it's there's a bad rap out there with police officers, and I have a lot of friends who are police officers, and it's an interesting comment when you chat off air and in person with police officers that we as a civilization want you to get everything that we want done, but we don't want to know how you do it. Right? I mean, it's a job that is like no other. And we really, I for one, am one of the media people that are out there saying thank you. You know, well, you guys are out there serving a great purpose and keeping us safe. A lot of lunatics out there that are trying to do harm. But we want to talk this morning about, in addition to everything, going out there and serving the community every day, 18 years you've been doing it with Anaheim PD. You also have added on this program to help underprivileged kids.
That's right.
Cops for Kids. So tell us a little bit about that program.
Our Cops for Kids program is a nonprofit foundation. It's actually been around for 20 years. And it's
So it started right before you got there.
Right. And it started as part of the Police Activities League. You probably heard of Police Activities League. We changed ours to be called Cops for Kids, but in the rest of the state, it's called the Police Activities League. And the reason we changed the name is because we do a whole lot more. We have after-school programs. We have boxing, karate, a junior cadet program. And right now, this holiday season, we're collecting gifts to distribute to probably will turn out to be 100 families this year in Anaheim.
That's wonderful. I mean, when you really think about it, I mean, it's you take on a profession that is a challenging and dangerous profession, and then in your off time, you're going out to help even more, right? I mean, so tell us a little bit about the families. Where are they at? What's their stories? What are we looking for?
Well, the families that are referred to us for the donations, we get them from the school districts. The schools, work with families to identify families that are struggling financially. Most of these kids are considered homeless. They live in motels, or they are doubled or tripled up inside of a small apartment with other families or relatives. So, I mean, for the sake of it, they're pretty much homeless.
Wow. And what is Cops for Kids? I've seen the banners at some of the different community events. But throughout the year, what are you doing? What is the mission of the organization?
Our mission is to provide kids a safe place to go after school. Our after school program, which is currently operating out of Lincoln Elementary School in Anaheim, we've got three classrooms. Usually about 100 kids every day come to our after school program, and there they get they participate in physical activity, homework help, and tutoring. Is usually with how the day starts, the afternoon starts for them. And we take them outside. We have a running club. Some of our kids participated in a 5K run just a couple weeks ago at Anaheim Stadium. They do. We try to work with the families and get to know them and help them. A lot of these parents come to us for help when their kids are misbehaving, and we're there to offer them advice and help them. And we just want to create a safe place for these kids to go after school, because if they didn't come to us, they'd most likely be at home when their parents are at work, and, you know.
Well, it's like it sounds to me like it's guidance, right? I mean, the kids have the opportunity. I look at kids, they're kind of like water, right? And wherever it's easy and convenient, they're going to go. And if they can go somewhere where they've got a great structure, they can get a great role model. If there is nothing like that available, then they're going to take the next alternative, and that might not be the greatest results. Is that kind of the function of the program?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so we'd rather have them come in and with an organization that's doing, you know, help them with the homework, get them edgy. We hear all the time about some of these different programs where the problems or the way our youth goes astray is by a lack of education. Right?
Right.
So here you're able to give them help with their homework, so they're not just going to school the next day. Or falling behind some of their peers.
Correct.
Now, Lincoln Elementary is not one of the greatest neighborhoods in the community. So having somebody that's, you know, a role model, I guess is the right term. Right? Is that providing role models?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. And how's all this funded? Is it a big part of the city budget?
No, most of it is donated money. The Cops for Kids, they've formed a nonprofit organization, and most of it is funded by the donations that we receive.
Interesting. Okay, so I guess what you're going to have to talk about when we come back then is how do we as a community help? Because it sounds like between Cops for Kids or the Police Activities Leagues, this is a statewide issue. It's not just Anaheim.
Yeah, there's Police Activities Leagues throughout the state. Ours, Cops for Kids.
Okay, so we're going to talk more about this and how we can help throughout the state and Anaheim especially. And I'll share with you why I pick Anaheim as one of my favorites. When we come back, you're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. We'll also talk about millennials. Should you buy or rent a house? And we'll flip the coin then after that and talk about some of our seniors taking a fresh look at reverse mortgages. Wow. All that's still to come. You can reach me anytime. Call our off-air number. It's 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, and on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal Housing Lender.
Southern California attorneys have over 15,000 real estate agents to call in Orange County for their personal and professional needs. Why do they overwhelmingly call Melinda Johnson? Simple. It's the Melinda Johnson trifecta. Melinda is an attorney, real estate broker, and realtor. Does your family deserve the same professional services California lawyers demand? Call Melinda Johnson at 714-863-5485. That's 714-863-5485. Or on the web at freedomfirstproperties.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations. NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
37% of American homeowners believe they have over 20% equity in their homes. Fannie Mae tells us 69% of American homeowners have over 20% equity in their homes. Fully 1 in 3 American homeowners are not informed about the amount of equity they have in their homes. Are you one of them? How might this be holding you back from achieving your goals? Text RSR CMA 279564 to get a property valuation from one of the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, to know how much your home is really worth, simply text RSR CMA 279564.
Listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. In the What do we have going on here? The Mortgage Minute today, brought to you by our VIP Hero program. What's the VIP Hero program? We haven't talked about that one in a while. You probably heard it in some of our breaks. The heroes, that's our military, active duty, veteran, retired, reserve, National Guard, law enforcement, firefighters, healthcare professionals, first responders. There are discounts for every one of you because you are a Ron Siegel Radio VIP hero. Those discounts, $5,000 to $10,000 when you're buying a new home. We've got real estate professionals, lenders, attorneys, home inspectors, title companies, all looking to give you either a discount or special pricing. Make sure you check it out, VIPHero.com. VIPHero.com is the source. And the Mortgage Minute, should millennials be buying a home or should they rent? You probably know my belief on this one, but I'm going to give you some other information from some other people. I'm a big believer that you need to be buying a house. 45 times more wealth within homeowners than home renters. 45 times more wealth from the homeowner to the home renter. Just basic statistics. You got to have some place to live. Do you want to pay your mortgage? Do you want to pay somebody else's mortgage? That's another question you need to answer. You want to pay someone else's mortgage? You're more than welcome to call me. Mine's available. You can pay mine. Rent rose. Typical rent rose 15%. Really? And we've sent out the information. We've shared the information showing that the average renter, the landlord, they want to rent the property. When your lease expires, they do not want to renew it with you. 53% say they would prefer renewing the lease on the property with somebody else because that way it's easier for them to raise the rent. So you tell me what's the better solution. Are you better off buying as a millennial or are you better off renting? Now you tell me, oh, Ron, I don't have 20% money to put down. No problem. You don't need 20%. On average, millennials put 6% as a down payment. Ron, I don't have the greatest credit in the world. Okay. Well, first off, the commercials that you're watching on TV, they're bogus. Throw them away. Don't listen to them. Because you don't need an 800 FICO score either to buy a house. There are programs with FICO scores down into the 500s. So you don't need that one. Don't use that as an excuse. My commentary is get in the game. I had a gentleman call me just recently. He's a police officer now. And was in the military, disabled military, active duty disabled. And his credit isn't the greatest. So really what we're doing with him is we've got a game plan. We're going to get his credit. We're going to get him into a house, buy it with his VA eligibility. We're going to work on his credit scores for the next year or two. And then we're going to refinance if he needs to or if it's available under the interest rate reduction loan available for veterans. FHA has a streamlined loan. There are many other opportunities to simply lower his interest rate, lower his payment. It's called a game plan. And that's what you did the difference between mortgage planning and just going online and filling out the forms and not talking to somebody and not putting together a game plan. Mortgage planning, debt planning is just as important as financial planning is for the asset side and retirement side of your household balance sheet. You need to do both. They go hand in hand. That's the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by the VIP Hero Program, VIPHero.com. Check it out. Love to see more of our veterans, first responders getting involved in this and getting some of these big discounts that are available. And it's the holiday time. Got to enjoy the holiday time going out there. Look in the mirror. Here's the suggestion for you for the day. Look in the mirror. It's holiday time. And my grandmother, may she rest in peace, used to have this line. She said it all the time. You can look up and you can see better. You can look down and you see worse. And then you thank God for what you have. Because there are people out there that have much more than you do, I would assume, unless your name is Gates. And there are people out there I know that don't have as much as you do. And that's why at this time of year, we're chatting with Sergeant Steve Pena. He's with the Anaheim Police Department. And they've got a program called Cops for Kids. And it's to me, it's a no-brainer. I don't know why. Steve, I'm going to tell you this one. In fact, I'm going to share it. And I know that we've got some of our elected officials from Anaheim listening to the program. Cops for Kids should have a line item on the city budget. Because it's a investment in one of the best things that I think police officers do is prevention, right?
Well, actually, the city does very supportive of the program. They pay my salary. They pay my staff salary
right.
for us to do these programs. So the city's very much supportive and very much.
Why don't they support it? They just have to get the budget line item bigger.
And when I say support, I mean monetary, yes.
Right.
But you can always use more, obviously, and you could do more things.
I'll probably get some phone calls or some text messages in the next couple of minutes from some of the council people saying, you know, good idea, Ron. Come up with the money.
And even council member Mayor Pro Tem Lucille Crean is on our board, so tell you how involved and supportive they are.
Right. And you know something, Lucille and I were texting back and forth. She was going to try and get in this morning, and her calendar just didn't permit it on such short notice. So I know that they're very, very supportive, and they're a lot of good people. A lot of good people. You know, they don't get involved as city council members because of the great salary they make. So it's because they want to make a difference and help the community. So we are thankful for the work that they do. When we can kid at them a little bit, because go back to the Cops for Kids program or the Police Activities Leagues, as it's known in some of the other parts of the state. You know, we all want the police officers to go out and catch the criminals, right? It's better if they can go out there and prevent the crime. And it's better to give somebody a pathway to a successful life. And it seems to me from what you shared with us in the last segment with all these different programs that Cops for Kids does and the Police Activities League do, that's really the ground rule, the foundation, the mission of the organization. Am I right? Am I missing something?
No, that's it. We want to give these kids hope that there is a future to look forward to.
You know, if the people that are providing these, are these police officers or are they other persons that are going out to the helping with the homework and the running club? Is that police officers that are doing that?
It's some police officers, some of our civilian staff as well. Over the summer, our officers challenged our after-school kids to a soccer match.
Nice.
And that was a very fun afternoon for them. We barbecued with them. So our officers are very involved in our junior cadet program is in 9 elementary schools. We have 600 kids that participate in our junior cadet program. And it is taught by 2 of our officers, the curriculum. And we want the kids to – the curriculum is, the days of dare and that is gone. So the curriculum is centered around making these kids good citizens and teaching them how to be good citizens and engage in our community.
I like that idea. It's 600 cadets. I'm assuming that those are probably younger people.
Yes, they are between the ages of 8 and 13.
So the cadets are age 8 to 13.
The junior cadets, yes.
Beautiful. So they're going back and they're setting a role model or guidance, a path for some of the other kids out there in the communities. You said how many schools are they in?
We're in 9 elementary schools in Anaheim.
Those are the type of programs, and you know something, other than on Ron Siegel Radio, I don't hear that covered too much in the news. I hear about, you know, right now we've obviously got the LAPD or LA Unified School District is closed for some sort of a threat. We watch the repeated reels of police officers out there doing their job and then getting chastised for it. But things like this, where we've got the cadet program, you've got the Cops for Kids, you've got 100 families getting services above and beyond. Those are the things we need to sit back and say thank you for. Where are the collections? I know you said you've got some toys that we're trying to get for kids.
Yes.
Where's that happening at?
We're collecting toys. You can go to the police department, obviously. They have boxes set up and some of the schools and businesses in the area. We're also doing a fill-a-bus event. I think the firefighters got a copyright on the stuff-a-bus, so we use fill-a-bus.
And there's no competition between firefighters and police officers.
No, not at all. So we're doing a Filibus event at a 7-Eleven at the Gilbert and Ball in Anaheim this Friday, December 18th, from 2 to 5 p.m. So if anybody wants to come by and bring an unwrapped toy and fill a bus.
I thought that was pretty cool because I saw that the bus that they're using is not the traditional bus.
No, it's our jail bus.
So if you don't fill it up, you're going to get thrown in that bus and locked up there. So make sure you come down and bring a lot of gifts for the kids. You know, teach your kids to bring gifts for the kids. That's a big issue. You know, if we could teach our kids, the next generation, how to do some of these things, wouldn't that be a much better world? We're going to talk more about fill a bus when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. We are also going to chat about our seniors and a fresh look at the reverse mortgage. What are you missing on it? Is it a good tool? Financial advisors are starting to look at it. Maybe you should too, and you can reach me if you have questions anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, and on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a loved one who wants to stay in their home, but you have health concerns about it? The Preferred Care Team understands the challenges of caring for your loved ones. Their goal is to keep seniors as independent as possible while maintaining their health, safety, and overall well-being. Whether you need just a few hours a week or 24-hour care, Preferred Care caregivers are trained to meet your needs. Call Preferred Care at 714-696-9150. That's 714-696-9150. Or visit preferredcare.com.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com or simply call 800-306-1990.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions without, as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Every major corporation has a board of directors. How about you? I call it a household board of directors. You can use whatever term you want, but you need it. You need to have a real estate person you can call. You need to have a mortgage person you can call, an insurance person, maybe two of them. You need to have a financial planner, a CPA, tax planner, a state attorney. All of these different groups are out there. You need them. They're there to help you. That's the suggestion here. And how do you find them? Text ATP to 79564. ATP, Area Trusted Professional, to 79564. 2-minute survey, and it'll be all set up for you. Financial advisors, they're taking a new, fresh look at the reverse mortgages. Reverse mortgages have and had a bad reputation. I will say that. I understand it. I talk to folks all the time about them. The problem is the reputation is based on a product that stopped existing or ceased to exist back in the mid-80s of last year. We got a great memory, though. So we continue to remember that product where somebody was giving away the future equity of their home. It's not the program that's available today. You can't even get that program today. Today, the reverse mortgage is an FHA product, the majority of them. FHA product. They start off with independent counseling. If somebody's trying to do it a different way, don't do it that way. That's not the right way of doing these things. The issue is that reverse mortgage gives you the access to the cash of the equity in your home. I had somebody I spoke with just last week, and her comment to me was, I want to make sure I have something left for my daughter. And I said, okay, what does the reverse mortgage have to do with that? So, well, I don't want to lose all that equity. And I sat down with her and went through the numbers on her specific property on how the reverse mortgage is going to give her daughter more money than she would have had otherwise. She was also contemplating selling her house in Irvine to buy a house in San Juan Capistrano. I shared with her how she can make even more money by buying a house with a reverse mortgage. You've got to get the accurate information. Don't make a decision based on bad data. Could you imagine how many different areas of our society have people made decisions based on bad data with how bad the results would be? Well, heck, we can tie it into our own society. Look what happened in San Bernardino a couple of weeks ago, right? Department of Homeland Security never looked at the data that was available by this secret, super secret website. Get out a piece of paper and a pen if you're not driving, and I'll tell you about this super secret website that Homeland Security could have used if they wanted to find out about the murderers, the thugs in San Bernardino. You ready? I don't want to give this away too soon. Google.com. Have you heard of it? Google, Facebook, they could have got all this information right there. So get the right information that you need. Make decisions based on great information instead of what you think you know. That is the Word on Wealth segment, again, brought to you by the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Simply text ATP to 79564. Yes, there is a reverse mortgage specialist that is part of the Area Trusted Professional Program. Text ATP to 79564. We're going to continue our conversation this morning, the little bit of time that we have left. Sergeant Steve Pena from the Anaheim Police Department is in with us sharing some great information about Anaheim's Cops for Kids program, and also known as, a.k.a. Police Activities Leagues, and maybe that's what they're known as in your city. Love the logo of the Cops for Kids program.
It is nice.
Right? I mean, I don't know where that came from, but it's a very catchy logo. Tell us again about the Filibus.
Filibus, yeah. 7-Eleven has graciously allowed us to use their parking lot so people can drop off unwrapped gifts, and these gifts are going to kids that live in Anaheim and were identified by the school district as being in need.
You know something, I love the way that some of these programs work. Because when you get to the big bureaucracy of the federal government and you start getting the handouts that come from the government, I believe that there are some of those that are very, very needed and well-intentioned. But when you get down to the local level, where a school or a church, temple, mosque, whatever, is sharing with your program or any program, those families that are in need, I think we find better solutions, right? You're probably getting better data from a school saying, Johnny's in need or Johnny comes to school hungry, than if Uncle Sam were to say, you know, Tommy's the one you should give to. You think that working hand in hand with the schools helps a little bit there?
Very much, very much. We get very good information. Last week we did a Shop with a Cop event where little kids were given a $100 gift certificate to Target to buy anything they wanted. And I know what my kids would want from Target with $100. So I shopped with an 8-year-old and I asked him, okay, what do you want to get? And the first thing he said was, I want shoes. And so we took him to the shoe aisle and we're trying on, so what size are you? He said he was a size 2. Turns out he was a size 4, but he's been wearing size 2 shoes for God knows how long.
Wow.
So it tells you the impact that we can make and the impact they make on us as
sure.
police officers. So it's
citizens.
Beautiful. Yes.
Right? I mean, and you know, so you said something right there, Steve, that's huge. When you go and you give and you participate, it makes an impact not only on the recipient, but the donor.
Absolutely.
Right? I mean, you going out there, it opens your eyes when he says, yeah, I'm a size 2, and yeah, that was probably 2 years ago, and it might be the last pair of shoes 3 years ago, last pair of shoes that he had. You know, many of our kids are so spoiled. Really, when you call a spade a spade, they,
right.
you know, they don't think about the idea of a pair of shoes as a great gift. I mean, I saw that just recently, someone that I know told about getting a dress. And boy, I don't want a dress. I want a new Harry Potter book or a new Frozen doll.
Right.
You know, we're looking at today, you know, in many parts of Southern California, I think I saw that the temperature, we're not used to this, got down into the 30s. There's kids that don't have a jacket to wear to school today.
Right.
And programs like this, Cops for Kids and Police Activities League, out doing a great service for the community. And many of us just don't even know that need is there. Tell us what else is going on between now and the holidays with Cops for Kids?
Well, as we're going to collect our toys and start wrapping them this week. At the end of the week, we're going to start wrapping. At our police station, we get volunteers, officers, and civilian staff and people from the community come, and we wrap gifts for these families. And on December 22nd is our big delivery day. So in addition to the toys, we're also bringing the families a meal, dinner for four, depending on how big their family is, that we purchase based from the donated money that we get. We buy food for the families, so we provide them with a dinner and the gifts for them to unwrap on Christmas.
So now I've got one extra task to put onto your plate for you, Steve. This is a toughie, though. If we can we get you to post or have somebody with Cops for Kids post the location of the 7-Eleven on Ron Siegel Radio on Facebook? And also maybe we can put a link as to where money can be donated.
Absolutely.
Go out there and give. I mean, it is the season. I mean, many of us, obviously, you're driving around right now. You're listening to the program in a car. Maybe you're watching it on YouTube. If you're watching it on YouTube, if you're listening to one of our replays, our podcasts, obviously you've got some sort of a device that you're doing that with, a car or a computer. Some of these kids, they don't have those things. They see them maybe from a friend or someone else at school. One of the things I learned years ago when I used to do a lot of work with one of the other kids' charities, when you're giving a gift, when you bring a gift or something like this over to the bus, try and bring a gift that does not require batteries. Again, it's one of those things that we just take for granted. Some of these kids don't have a way of getting batteries, right? So bring a gift that's a wind-up or a doll or an action figure that doesn't require the batteries. I mean, many people don't even think about that part of it. But if you don't have money for shoes or food, batteries or for a toy is not going to be the highest item on the list.
That's a good point.
Right? I mean, there's a lot of different issues, and it's just a matter of helping and giving and bring your kids over and have them help out at any one of these different events. There's a lot of great organizations. Yesterday, it's all about the kids. We chatted with them. Today, we're talking about filling the bus with cops for kids, another way of introducing your kids to all the good things that our police officers do. There's a lot of great people out there. And I just suggest you use that as one of your missions for this holiday season. And be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions, want to meet any of our guests, just give me a call at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
Our house, in the middle of our street, our house.